Well, here we are at the Hilton Hotel in Gateshead ahead of Durham's annual awards evening. With me, Paul Collingwood. Paul, this night last year, the spectre of what the ECB might be about to do to Durham was on the horizon. And to quote the Queen, it's been an annus horribilis.
What does that mean?
A bad year, I think. I never did Latin at Whitburn Comp, but
you've taught us a new word there, I tell you. It's been a tricky year. We can't hide behind that. And, you know, being 48 points at the start of the year and points deductions and in the other formats, we knew that. It has been difficult, but you still got to look at the positive side of things and move on, still fight for the club. We all want to get back into the first division, but you know it's making it harder and harder when we've got international or close to international class players leaving the club, which is to me is the disappointing side of things when players are saying that they need to be playing first division cricket. You know, it hurts you as a team when you're losing such quality players.
Yeah. And yesterday, another day to contend with from a Durham point of view, the news about Jack Burnham, which has come at a bad time for everybody, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, of course. And, you know, you need your best players at the most important times, and that's right now. That's and when you're losing a player through such circumstances, such stupidity on his behalf, it's very frustrating. From a cricketing point of view, and look, we'll all support Jack in the future. We need to support him in terms of the measures that he has to come up against, and in his rehab. But it is disappointing from a player's point of view. It does let you down.
Do you think he's got the wherewithal to get through it? I mean, he's still a young lad, isn't he? He's only 20.
Yeah, he's got the. He's got the ability on the pitch, and hopefully he's got the ability off the pitch to be able to put his mind to it. And you know, he'll get all the support he can from us. You know, it's not the end of his career by any means. Hopefully it's a crossroads that he's come up to, and he makes the right he goes in the right direction. It's as simple as that. And it's a sad way to learn, but hopefully he will learn from it. And hopefully in the end it'll be a positive moment in his life rather than a real negative one.
Now, looking at positives, two new contracts have been announced today, Michael Richardson and Graham Clark. Graham particularly has pressed on with the bat this year. He's had, I think, two centuries, nine half centuries.
Yeah, it's great for the club to have the quality of these guys still around, good guys in the dressing room. And you know, these guys are going to have to stand up. We were losing some experienced players, and it's their opportunity now to take this club forward and put in those big performances to take this club to the level that it should be. So I'm delighted that there's a lot of positives, you know, in the background. At the moment, it's everybody's thinking negative, but you know, seeing the likes of Cameron Steele, seeing the likes of Clarkey playing the way he has this year is huge. Positives for the club, and you know, as long as we keep a hold of these guys in the future, they'll be the guys who take Durham to the new level.
You've achieved a lot in your career. This has been one of your best seasons with the bat at the age of 41. I'm just wondering, have you had the join around this week, just in case there's a few gongs coming your way tonight?
No, we'll have to wait and see. It's probably been my best season ever, I would have thought. And I had a season like this the last time. I went on and played for England straight after, and probably didn't play for Durham for a good 10 years. So I know that's not going to happen this time around. But
you never know. You're off to Australia, aren't you? So.
Yeah, as a fielding coach. I don't think I'll be taking my pads and my helmets. But yeah, look, I'm delighted with the form. I still want to make huge contributions in the changing rooms and out on the pitch. And you know, to have a season like I have, I wish it was in a winning season, but I thought it was an important year for Durham, and thankfully I've had a decent one on the park.
Okay, thanks very much, Paul. Well, plenty to have contended with for the players and the management at Durham in the last 12 months. Some gongs will be handed out later this evening to the player of the year, the young player of the year, your bowler, all that kind of thing, and all will be revealed later.